this birthday day. Many souls gone astray. He bleeds every hour. Hearts that have gone sour. His perfect flesh was torn. Oh, for the fallen. Pain so much in his side. Cast aside our human pride. Oh, when will we receive it? He opens blind eyes to see.
Adam God made first, then Eve, but she was deceived, and through her transgression the curse was received. And of this I am deeply grieved. When women must bleed, when women are forced to conceive, when women die in childbirth, when women receive this burden which they don't understand, wondering, why was it given to them and not to man? Why must we strain through so much pain to erase our blame? Because through her conception and deliverance, the human race shall be regained. As vessels of the divine requisition, as vessels of intercession, as servants of eternity's future mirth, from generation to generation, the pain gets worse as we continue to rehearse this curse manifest through a woman's girth. But this is something of spiritual worth. And unfortunately, this enmity has corrupted her fertility. Our only indemnity now is the woman's surrender to her destiny, deliverance through her womb. It's the strategy of redemption for Eden's tragedy.
He gives birth each day. Many souls gone astray. He bleeds every hour. Hearts that have gone sour. His perfect flesh was torn. Oh, for the fallen. Pain so much in his side. Cast aside our human pride. Oh, when will we receive it? He opens blind eyes to.
So as you watch her 9 months of toil and moaning, take heed to the Savior's groaning. When you notice her incessant bleeding, remember the Savior's tears in Gethsemane, like drops of blood that saved humanity. For in her femininity, she shares her Savior's identity. Because he gives birth each day to every soul gone astray. He bleeds each hour for every heart that's gone sour. His flesh was torn to bring hope to the forlorn. And the incision in his side defeated humanity's pride. So for each woman who fears the day of birth that draws near, forget not, you are a vision made clear. You are a vision of our God's provision. For a world living in division and spiritual schism, your journey from gestation to liberation allows you to hear the cry of our Savior's frustration over the devastation of his human creation. So when you get uncomfortable with this birth, when things start hurting, be reminded that until we see the new heaven and new earth, not until then will God finish giving birth and be relieved of his burden.
He gives birth each day. Many souls gone astray. He bleeds every hour. Hearts that have gone sour. His perfect flesh was torn. Oh, for the fallen. Pain so much in his side. Cast aside our human pride. Oh, when will we receive it? He opens blind eyes.
But before I finish, let me get one last word in. The clothes we wear, these articles are nothing but particles to cover our frame, a symbol of the original shame, of the original sin, and state of redemption we're still in. These clothes are symbols of a covering of which we're still recovering. Let not these clothes become an idol. Let not your outward appearance become your title, but remember, what we wear is a sign of our need for a covering. And this physical covering, just a symbol of Messiah's suffering. He shares it with Eve, and not only with Eve, but with every woman who will conceive. So each morning when you get dressed, forget not to confess that through childbirth, God shows us a parable of his plan to redeem this earth. And through this parable we find, God reveals to us his plan of salvation. For all mankind.
For all mankind.